Hong Kong's finance sector is bracing for another day of disruption. Yesterday's shutdown of the city's finance district triggered a sharp fall on Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Many banks and accounting firms are telling staff to work from home. But economists say the protests are yet to inflict any serious damage on the city's most important industry. Here's business reporter Pat McGrath.
Hong Kong's share market closed almost 2% lower yesterday, and the jitters reverberated through markets around the world overnight. Stocks on Wall Street closed more than a quarter of 1% lower, and in Australia this morning, the share market opened flat. And even though the protests are pushing for political change, they're taking place in some of the city's most important financial and retail districts. So Westpac senior international economist Hugh Mackay says the tensions are already having an economic impact.
Well, a major disruption is a major disruption. 50% of international trade in Hong Kong is related to the mainland, both in an inward and an outward direction. So certainly any disruption to those flows would be very, very damaging to the fabric of Hong Kong's economy.
And that economy could be in better shape.
The economy has been growing around about a 3% pace, which we assess is relatively close to Hong Kong's economic potential. But certainly, I think you can say over the last couple of years that the best comparison economy for Hong Kong, which is Singapore, which is also a very small trade logistics hub, what we used to call an entrepot, you could argue that Singapore has done a more efficient job at diversifying its industrial base and diversifying its services base to become a more resilient economy.
In the years since the 1997 handover, Hong Kong's reliance on China for business and as a source of capital has grown.
And therefore, the logistics linkage to China, the financial linkages to China, really do lock it in to developments on the mainland.
So in other words, the economy isn't really particularly well diversified. It's still very much a banking, financial-focused economy.
It certainly is, but it also has an enormous tourism business with mainland visitors. Hong Kong has an enormous advantage over mainland retailers in that there is no sales tax in Hong Kong, where there are significant value-added and luxury taxes on the mainland. So the shopping holiday in Hong Kong for mainland consumers is a staple.
Many big banks shut branches and told office staff to work from home yesterday. Shares in HSBC and other Hong Kong-focused banks suffered heavy losses, but Hugh Mackay says the timing of this week's protests are helping to limit their economic impact.
We are actually coming into the Golden Week holidays in the second half of this week. China's National Day is the 1st of October, and so October 1, 2, 3, we are going to have workers on holiday across the Sinosphere, and therefore a direct impact from people protesting and not going to work will be minimal in the first instance. It's really then just speculative where the demonstrations might head and any disruption to trade beyond the immediate couple of days.
And Hong Kong's economic prospects may be brightened by some positive signs from mainland China this morning. A survey from HSBC shows China's manufacturing industry continued to expand in September. But worryingly for the country's rising unemployment rate, Chinese factories say they're continuing to shed workers.
Pat McGrath reporting.